Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, August 8. Coming up, accommodations for Jamaican athletes in Brazil improve. Four top GSAT students receive Petrojam scholarships and 85 streetlights in Maxfield Avenue, St. Andrew restored. The news in detail after the break.
Things are looking up for the manufacturing sector lately, you know. With the help of the Bureau of Standards, I was able to get my goods tested and certified to meet the import standards for the United Kingdom.
The Economic Partnership Agreement, financed by the European Union and implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, is overseeing the ISO 17025 accreditation of several food testing labs. The project is also helping local manufacturers export to new markets overseas, all part of a long-term growth strategy for the sector.
In the next 5 years, I can see our company growing tremendously. Thanks, EU. Thanks, PIOJ.
Now the news. Conditions in the Athletes' Village, which houses the Jamaican Olympics team in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, have improved. Minister of Sport Olivia Grange says the challenges that the athletes met on arrival are in the final stages of being resolved.
I was in touch with the delegation in Rio, and they told me that everything was like 99% okay, and that everything will come together and the athletes are fine. So I have every confidence in the administrators who are there, and every confidence that our athletes will be comfortable and they will perform well.
Ms. Grange says the Jamaica Olympic Association has been working with the Rio 2016 Organizing Committee to resolve the matter. The athletes arrived to unfinished living quarters last week, with carpenters still working to complete the rooms. Minister Grange leaves the island this week to join the Jamaican delegation at the 2016 Olympic Games being held in Brazil. 85 streetlights in the Maxfield Avenue area of St. Andrew have been restored through collaboration between the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, and the Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS. Acting Assistant Commissioner of Police, ACP Terence Bent, made the announcement at a meeting organized by the Area 4 Police at the Church of God of Prophecy on Maxfield Avenue recently. The meeting came on the heels of two drive-by shootings in the area that left two persons dead and one injured, as well as protests by the residents who expressed discomfort with the darkness in the community. The police also expressed concerns that their response efforts were severely hampered in the two latest incidents in the area due to the extreme darkness caused by the non-functioning streetlights. Restoration efforts, which began on Independence Day, will continue in the coming weeks. The Ministry of Health is reminding persons traveling to Brazil or other areas affected by yellow fever to get vaccinated. It is advised that the vaccine be administered at least 10 days prior to travel. The yellow fever vaccination can be accessed at specific health facilities on various days. These include the Comprehensive Health Center on Slipe Road in Kingston on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the Montego Bay Health Center in St. James on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The cost is $1,500 per vaccine. Yellow fever, a Class 1 notifiable disease, is an acute illness caused by the yellow fever virus found in the tropics of South America and Africa. The virus is transmitted by the bite of an infected mosquito, such as the Aedes aegypti, the same vector that transmits the chikungunya, dengue, and Zika viruses. And Petrojam has awarded scholarships valued at $1.2 million to four top-performing Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT students. The students were selected from the Greenwich All Age and the St. Andrew Primary Schools. The scholarships, provided under the company's educational support program, will provide the students with financial assistance for 5 years of high school and will cover tuition, books, and fees. Manager for Human Resource Development at Petrojam, Rosalie Heron, says the scholarship program represents the company's commitment to national development.
It is also an expression of our belief in the multiplicity of benefits that can accrue to an educated society to enable persons to make better and more responsible decisions.
Ms. Heron was addressing Petrojam's awards luncheon held in Kingston recently. 33 students have benefited under the Petrojam educational support since its inception in 2006. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.